Now, on the phone with us today, we have Dr. Anthony Grant, Director of Athletics for MSU Denver, to talk with us about an exciting community event. The Division II College Sports Festival is going to be coming up at the new Regency Athletic Complex on Auraria campus, May 16th through the 21st. Hi, Dr. Grant. How are you today?
Brett, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being on KUVO. I understand you're at a conference, so we appreciate you speaking with us. Now, first, you were appointed just within the last year as Director of Athletics, and now this Regency Athletic Complex also opened in this time. Very exciting for the community. First, can you just tell me a little bit about Regency?
Sure. So you're correct. I did start in August, so my first day on the job was actually the first day of classes, so I've been running ever since. Really excited about the Regency Athletic Complex. That's actually one of the reasons why I came to MSU Denver is because of this outstanding complex. It rivals some Division I's. It is home to our baseball program, softball program, tennis, as well as our men's and women's soccer program, turf fields. Also, we have a multi-purpose room space, study space, locker rooms there, as well as our strength and conditioning program also runs out of the Regency Athletic Complex.
Now, Dr. Really Grant, I'm sorry, but I also wanted to make sure that I understood when the complex was opened, it was also a part of the community around the area getting used to some of that, some of those services. How's that been going so far?
That's been going really well, and that's actually what I was about to get into, that it not only services our athletic teams, but it also is open to our community. And so we've been doing things with RBI in order to promote baseball in the inner city. We've been doing things with underrepresented young people for tennis as well as soccer clinics. We work very closely with Denver Parks and Rec, and we can use that facility for walking trails and things like that for the community. So it has really been an enhancement, as I said, not only for our athletic programs, but for our community as well.
Well, that's important, especially falling right down there on the border of the La Alma Lincoln Park neighborhood and kind of that whole area over there. Now, this D2 Sports Festival, who can get involved from the community? I hear you guys are looking for volunteers, and where can they go to get involved in that or just enjoy the festivities?
Sure. We are really 28 days away from the festival, and we're looking for anyone who is interested in participating in any of the championships relative to men's and women's tennis, men's and women's golf, women's lacrosse, and softball. We're looking for folks that have some knowledge, but are also just looking to be a part of what we have going on. You can register online if you're interested to volunteer, and that link is roadrunnersathletics.com/volunteer, and that'll give anyone interested all the information they need relative to the schedule of events as well as volunteer opportunities.
Dr. Anthony Grant, Director of Athletics for MSU Denver. If folks go and volunteer, do they get to kind of hang out and enjoy some of the festivities at the festival there?
They do, yes. They get a chance to see what's going on, and they also get some really cool NCAA logo, swag, so some T-shirts and some hats, and we're also doing some sunglasses to make it a little bit more inviting for folks to be involved.
Well, that'll get some folks out, the sunglasses alone, Doctor.
So we'll show them that D2 is just as cool, if not more. Go to roadrunnersathletics.com/volunteer, and you can participate, contribute, and enjoy the fun. Dr. Grant, thanks for telling us about the Regency Athletic Complex and this exciting event today.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, and this is going to be an outstanding event. So everybody out there.
Yeah, Doctor, give us the dates one more time.
That's May 16th through the 21st.
Okay, coming up pretty soon.
We'll see you out there. And hopefully the weather will be good for us, too. We'll see you out there, Dr. Grant.
We'll see out there. I know there's snow back there right now, and hopefully we kind of get it out of the system, and we'll be full go when it comes time for the festival.
We'll be ready. Right. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
We got 12 before 8 on First Take. On our Stories of Standards this week, it's Groovin' High by Dizzy Gillespie. But right now, let's get this one in from Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. ¶¶